Welcome back to Texans Huddle Draft Special. Just a couple of hours till the Houston Texans' 22nd pick in the draft. And Mark, the third year now with Rick Smith and Bill O'Brien, they seem to be flowing together nicely, very comfortable. But historically, if you look back since 2008, the first round pick for the Texans has been pretty darn successful.
Well, there's no other team in the league that has all of their first round selections since 2008. That's eight of them on their roster and playing really well. You look at Dwayne Brown in 08, Brian Cushing 09. You look at Kareem Jackson in 10. And what about J.J. Watt in 2011? At the draft party, and there's one tonight, of course, Watt was booed by many, that selection, and that was probably the wrong thing to do looking back. So they've done well. Now, they want to get more out of Clowney 2 years ago, clearly has to stay healthy. But I think when you look at the whole package, you're looking at a real nice set of first-round draft choices since 08.
Well, and you'll hear so many people and so many experts talk about the success of a draft is usually determined by those later rounds, rounds 3 to 5, maybe those middle rounds, finding those diamonds in the rough.
Well, I think what you've done here, Patty, in the last couple of years, this has worked out pretty well for them. Look at the way the draft classes from the last 2 years performed in the second half of the 2015 season when the Texans went 7-2 down the stretch. You know, all of a sudden you were getting much better play out of guys like C.J. Fedorowicz and Xavier Suafilo, who started on the offensive line, Benardrick McKinney, a second-round linebacker from last year, who started starting and playing well alongside Brian Cushing. Those are just some examples of some of the seedlings that are starting to sprout from those drafts.
Well, and you go even back a little further to a guy like Arian Foster, who wasn't even drafted. Rick Smith took a chance on him. Yeah. You got something you want to add to that?
Yeah, well, I think Arian Foster, you know, that's like the ultimate undrafted free agent. Mike Brizell back in 06, you can point to him as well. But let's look at the later round guys. Derek Newton, late in the draft. He's a good starter for you at right tackle. Andre Hall is another one from 2 years ago. You know, when you draft a guy that late, you're not sure if he's going to be able to contribute as well as he is. He's a starter at safety for you right now, so that bodes well.
Yeah, and Rick Smith was telling us that there's a fine line between determining the needs for a team and how long you have to be patient to see those dividends pay off.
I think it takes about 2 to 3 years. You know, there's some guys that you know, when you take a guy in the first round, the expectation is there, especially when you're in the upper half of the first round, there's some impact that you want, right? And then as you move through the balance of the draft, we have defined, you know, one of the ways that we define how you take a guy, where you grade a guy on a grading scale, is what you think his success rate's going to be in the league. So if you take a guy in the first round, if that upper half, you expect him to make an impact. If it's the back half, you know, pretty quickly, right? The back half, you expect that he'll be an impact player and a starter. And then the second round, you're thinking about a starter. And third round, you think, you know, so there are descriptions that we use. So for the entire draft, I think it takes some time, 2-3 years to see. But there are some guys that you want to see some immediate impact on. And so I think that's it's a complicated question, but it varies from where you take the guy.
All right, well, here we go. We are about out of time, but a couple of hours. You can still catch up with this guy, but you have to change the channel.
Change the channel, Sports Radio 610. HoustonTexans.com. How about John Harris, who we've had on this show, will be on 16 hours between tonight and Saturday night, 16 hours of radio covering this draft.
All right. Mark, thank you so much. Great stuff. Be sure to be with us next Thursday night. We will have all the reaction from the draft, interviews with the draftees, as well as Rick Smith, and this guy right here will be right beside me to break it all down. Have a great week, everyone.